Greetings, one and all. It's Pastor Bob, and it's December 5th. This is our seventh episode of our daily Advent devotional. This is the family version, and I'm glad you're with us today. We're broadcasting from the House of Peace Parsonage in Arthur, Illinois, and we've got a great Bible devotion for you today. It's called A Strange Dream. A Strange Dream. We continue in the book of Genesis. We're moving on to chapter 28. Chapter 28, verses 10 through 11, tells the story of Jacob's dream. A rather strange dream, right? So let's listen to the Word of God. And Jacob dreamed that there was a ladder set up on the earth, the top of it reaching to heaven. And the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And the Lord stood beside him and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring. And your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth. And you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you and in your offspring. Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Amen. Jacob's dream and conversation with God. Wonder, do you remember your dreams? What kind of things do you dream about? Seems like my dreams are usually silly, mixed up stories that I can't quite figure out. And every now and then, they're a little scary or strange. Well, Jacob had a pretty strange dream. He dreamed about a ladder that reached from the ground all the way up into the sky, with angels climbing up and down on it. And in his dream, he heard God talking to him. And God told Jacob that God was going to give him the land all around him. Jacob's great-great-grandchildren's great-great-grandchildren would move far away and would be a blessing to everyone else. And God also promised Jacob that God would stay near him wherever he went. What a wonderful promise that is. You know, sometimes we're so busy during the day that we don't notice God. You see how God waited until Jacob had slowed down, gotten quiet, and even fallen asleep to talk to him. Nothing distracted Jacob from hearing God's voice. God's words were so thrilling that they woke Jacob right up. And he promised to serve God in return. So do you wonder, what did Jacob make of his vivid dream? What's one dream you can remember? Let us pray. God, we thank you for your promise to Jacob. We pray that you will help us pay attention to you and listen to you when you have something to tell us. Amen. All right. Just a little reminder about a new program we're starting at church this Sunday and then the following two Sundays, the Advent Sundays of December. And we're going to have a little give and gift event in the church every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's just going to be like an open house. You can drop by any time between those hours, and there's a little place to drop off a gift, a non-perishable food item for the food pantry at the Methodist Church. We're going to be sending out an email today with a list of some of the priorities that are needed for that food pantry. But any non-perishable food item or other stuff like that will be appreciated. And then, after you give, you get a gift. You pick up a little Christmas bag and you get to fill it with a few little Christmas goodies. And always there'll be an ornament to decorate in those goodies. And then on Christmas Eve day, you can bring your decorated ornaments back and decorate the little kids of all ages tree we have in front of the church, the one that's lit up so boldly and brightly at night. And then on Christmas Day, if you're in the mood, you can come by the church and take a family photo op in front of the fully decorated tree. So that's our give and gift Advent Sunday special. Hope you participate. If the kids can't make it, any adult can come down and pick up the bags for the kids and bring the gifts. And you can also pick up those for those who can't make it. So it's an open house, really. It'll take place, by the way, in the gathering space in the back part of the education wing. All right, let's hear our benediction for today. Amen. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us this day. Amen.